Swami Kriyananda, Light Bearer, The Life and Legacy of a Disciple of Paramhansa Yogananda, written by Asha Nayaswami, read by the author.
Published by Chela Publications. Dedicated to my Gurubhais, my brothers and sisters in God. Author's Note. I was 22 years old when I met Swami Kriyananda. Swamiji, I call him, respected teacher. It was late November 1969. He was giving a lecture at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. The moment he walked into the room, even before he spoke, I recognized him as the pole star I had long been seeking. Many times in the years since, I have failed to live up to the spiritual ideal he held before me. But in my commitment to follow him and to keep trying, to die trying if necessary, I have never wavered. Despite his Indian name, Swami Kriyananda was an American, born James Donald Walters. He was a foremost disciple of the great Indian guru, Paramhansa Yogananda, author of the spiritual classic, Autobiography of a Yogi. Swamiji was 22 when he met his guru, whom he called Master. From that day, September 12, 1948, until Master's passing on March 7, 1952, he lived with Paramhansa Yogananda in his ashram in Los Angeles, California. In the more than 60 years that followed, Swamiji did his utmost to fulfill his guru's commission to him. You have a great work to do. Future generations will find it hard to believe that one man in one lifetime could accomplish so much. Swamiji gave thousands of lectures in 5 languages and wrote almost 150 books. Various titles have been translated into 40 languages and are distributed in 100 countries. He composed some 400 pieces of music, recording many of them in his own voice, and founded 9 communities on 3 continents. Single-handedly, he has created an entire culture of self-realization. I believe history will show that second only to Paramhansa Yogananda himself, Swami Kriyananda is the most important spiritual figure of our times. The assignment to write about him was given to me in 1972 by Swamiji himself, although we both knew it would be years before I was ready to write. Not yet, Swamiji said when he first told me, then added, but if, even now, it is explicit between us, I can help you. It was my first year living at Ananda, the spiritual community Swamiji founded. I knew I was a witness to greatness, and the experience was not meant for me alone. From then on, I always carried a small notebook in which to write down things Swamiji said, my observations and experiences with him. It was natural to collect all his books. I also saved every note, letter, email, and public or private document that came into my hands, that he wrote or that referred to him. He included me in events where I otherwise did not belong for the sake of what I would write about them later. He talked to me about what he was doing and why. I asked him many questions, not only about the spiritual path, but also about his feelings, intentions, and interactions with people. Almost always he answered me, often at length. In my collecting and note-taking, I was fairly conscientious, but not systematic. My first attempt to write this book, some 15 years ago, started with more than a year of organizing decades of paper into files by date and subject. It might have been more efficient to scan it all into my computer, but I was born too early to feel comfortable without having something I could pile on my desk, hold in my hand, and rifle through. Eventually, I had 12 file drawers of material. At that time, though, writing this book proved beyond my ability. Instead, I wrote Swami Kriyananda as we have known him, stories of experiences with him, both my own and that of others.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?